Welcome back, everybody, to your favorite day of the week.
I haven't talked to any team. I mean, my agents talked to some teams, but nothing's been close to happening.
Yeah, he plays receiver, and he was on the Patriots last year.
You're up next. Here we go, Joel Reyes.
That's me. Let's go.
2, 4, 5, 6, 9. Here we go, Joel.
For those listening, not watching, Joel is getting a live magic.
This is exciting. I'm so excited. Yeah, let's go, let's go.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right, Jinx, that's you, buddy. Let's go.
Let's go.
Ryan, what's up?
Hype. Hype. I've never done this before, so I'm super excited, I'm sorry.
Sounds fun.
Let's go, Brandon. I got you, man. Oh. Send me the list. I got you. Enchantress Presence, Cauldron Complete. That's not bad.
I love that we can hear it.
What up, Nick?
What up?
So I do the same thing.
Trash.
Two trash packs. Let's go. Let's go.
2K likes. Thank you, Chad. I love you. Let's see if we can't get to 30K. Oh, what a scalding torrent. I'm telling you.
Yes.
I'm telling you, Chad. Look, I'm about to start. I'm about to pop off.
Yes, sir.
I'm about to pop off, Chad. Let's go. Let's go. Jinx, I'll sign a land for you for sure, buddy. I got you. Let's keep this thing rolling.
I'm hyper now. This is good.
Oh my God! I'm on a freaking roll here.
I'm smashing. These are great packs.
Let's go.
I'm hyper now. I'm addicted. I'm addicted.
I have no idea what's going on.
Here we go.
Magic.
We finally missed on one. We were 4 for 5 on those packs, baby. Let's go.
That's a win. That's a win.
Set changes for what you can buy. What? No, it's always very consistent. I mean, my streams are very.
Dude, he's great, dude. Like, he's freaking tatted from head to toe. He's like, he's this white dude. He's got like long hair curls on it.
What's his name?
Yeah. It's Cassius Marsh.
I am hyped for Wilds of Eldraine, though.
Cassius Marsh.
That'll be sick. Next up, we got.
Doing this for you. What's going on?
Oh, I got you.
Oh, I hear it. What is it?
Anytime, Jinx. Anytime.
He was actually.
Yeah.
His outside linebacker, Jinx.
Was he? I thought he played receiver.
Outside linebacker for the Bears. He looks like a cool dude.
Oh, he's dope, man. That was really. I gotta tell you, man, I've wanted to do that for so long. Like, I've wanted to, like, participate in one of those drafts.
Let me see. In 2014, he's played for UCLA. He was drafted by Seattle. Also played for the Patriots, the 49ers, the Cardinals, the Jaguars, the Colts, the Steelers, and the Bears. Duh, Bears.
Nice. I'm telling you.
Good for him. Dude, he made a career.
It was like. But he's super big into like cards now. So he goes to all these conventions. He owns all these huge cards. He's real popular in like TCG, which is like tabletop game, you know, table card games. Yeah. I watch all these pack things. I'm obsessed. But last night, me and Nick, we go to this Lorcana thing. We've been playing the Disney Lorcana card game, right? It's super fun. It's like, you know,
it's inviting me so I can bring the camera to one of these things.
Dude, it's exciting. It's super fun. It's a room full of geeks, and we're the coolest guys in the room. Dude, like Nick was talking like a straight bully yesterday. This dude was like terrible guy. Like he's just annoying. He's one of those guys. I played him last Saturday, right? I beat him, but I played him last Saturday. Mm-hmm. He's one of those dudes that just. Like annoy the crap out of you. You know what I mean? Like just just constantly talking. Kinda like what's that guy's name from Sheldon. Like a Sheldon.
Yeah. Like you know somebody just smart. Like so smart they don't have any common sense.
Well, I think he liked common sense and I think he was smart about some stuff, but he just drove me insane. Right.
Just his aura, like his presence.
Just how he talks.
Yeah, just his demeanor was.
He's so condescending in a way, and he's so ugly and nasty. And I'm like, I'm not trying to be like, oh, ugly man, but like, so we're over there, and Nick is just like,
hey,
Nick is in straight up mean girl mode, right? like mind you, look, we're Nick's huge, nice clothes, looks good, you know, handsome man, and he's like, you know what? He beat me, but he don't get no chicks. He goes, I'm going to tell him. He's like, you know what I should have said? I should have said, how many girls you got? Hmm? You got a wife? You got a lady? Hmm? I was like, Nick, easy, easy. And he's like, no, heck no. He was hot. Like,
bro, hot. It's, listen. Listen, let me interject real quick. Pat, you know me. I don't mind losing gracefully, right? It's a new game. No. I'm learning.
We have not lost gracefully the other day.
What's that?
That was a rough day for that.
Well, dude, no, well, Disney, here's the thing. The first game was fine. Like,
yeah, first game went great.
Was great. It was close game. He just had a few cards because you could tell he put money into it. And really, that's the gist of Magic in these type of games.
Like, that's the difference. That's the difference, yeah, sometimes.
You know, the more pool you're going to get. I just started playing last weekend. This is my second tournament, which I enjoyed until I got to this guy, man. Because, Pat, he's one of those guys that you see in the movies. Uh-oh, Joel's out.
Oh, he'll be back. He can still hear.
So, yeah, he's one of those guys in the movies that says stuff. Joel?
Oh, no, my camera switched. Oh, I didn't. It did. Hold on.
Must have unplugged. But keep going, Nick. We're good.
No, hold on.
So, yeah, he's one of those guys in the movies that says stuff like, I'm here to teach you a little lesson. Like, that's the stuff he was saying. You know what I mean? Or you make a mistake and he'd be like, are you sure that's what you really want to do? And I'm like, bro, just play the freaking game. You know what I mean? So at the very end, he goes, GG. Don't worry. Keep playing. You'll get better eventually. I was like,
oh, come on.
Of trash. So he was just annoying like that.
I love Magic the Gathering trash talk.
Oh, my God, bro. Like, most of the people you meet are pretty cool. But it's so true what they say. When you don't look like them, they treat you bad, bro. Because it's like we're the bane of their existence. And the moment they have one up on us, they're going to go full advantage, bro.
Yeah, 100%.
And
they won't let me switch. Yeah, it's not letting me. It's like it shows me, but it's like unhighlighted.
We'll kick out and come back in.
Okay.
You're fine. Yeah, the trash talk that I'm fascinated by the trash talk. Like that might be how I need to go in with you.
Yeah.
Like I need to go in and be like, listen, I'm just here to listen to the trash talk and analyze.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, and I try to, you know, let them know, hey, man, listen, I'm brand new at this. You know, I've only been playing a year, especially Lorcana. Dude, it's literally my fourth time playing, and it's my second my tournament. It's the first time I've ever played a tournament because, like, I'll be honest with you, man, I'm scared to death to play a Magic tournament because I know I'm going to get blown out the box.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, how
does that happen?
It's because, man, people just, bro, the thing about Magic is, man, there are people that live and breathe Magic, and they play it
24/7.
You know what I mean? Some of these people we meet, bro, Magic is their entire life.
Existence.
Bro, last night, people were literally bringing their babies.
Dude, the guy I played sat there with a damn empty bajern.
Yeah. Like, they bring their whole family.
Can you imagine? I mean, I would do it. I'm not lying. But he's like, hold the baby. I cast this Mickey Mouse, and I quest with my broom. It is insane.
I would love to do a documentary on the culture of that.
It's something.
Yeah, man. I mean,
it's definitely exciting.
And he's the type of guy that does this kind of stuff. Never saw it coming. You know, I mean,
oh, my God.
These people exist, but they don't exist. But it's real.
I'd have lost my age.
Because, like I said, man, me and Joel are, well, you know, we're outsiders. We don't look like them. So, of course, you know, when we walk in, we're already getting stared and glares.
They're definitely real.
I'm like, going with you guys. I want to sit down across from somebody.
They're probably thinking, like, what are these guys doing here? And he had the voice, Pat, and everything, man. You know what I mean?
How many times have you played? And I'd be like, I've never played before.
Yeah.
Pat, if you show up with your glasses, you'll fit right in.
There you go. They'll say, uh-oh, we've got a competitor.
No, maybe you should.
There's no blue lights getting to these people.
Maybe I should go in disguise. Maybe maybe they'll be like, oh, he's one of us after all. You know, maybe they'll be more accepting of me if I show up as a
wizard. What if every time you guys came, you showed up with like one more like good looking?
We should take over.
You know, I tried to. That was my plan, is to show up with cool dudes as a cool dude and be like playing Lorcana and being like, man, I can't believe the Panthers this week. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, change the air and then be like, whatever.
Play sports.
And I'm going to keep I'm going to pound it into him. Pound it into him. You know what I mean? I'm going to quest for two touchdowns like Bryce Young had yesterday. Get some.
Zane Long with that.
Hey,
looks like the fantasy isn't the only draft I'm part of.
Dude, this light is making me green, and it's pissing me off.
But yeah, dude, I can't lie, man.
I can color grade it. I'll color grade it to brighten you up or turn you ungreen.
I was a salty boy last night, you know.
He was pissed.
Were you saying
wasn't happy.
Did you ever talk trash to him?
I didn't because I wanted to tell him. I wanted to cuss him out.
From afar, Nick told him he don't get no girls.
I did.
Straight up.
You don't get no girls.
He said,
let's have a chick pulling contest. I bet y'all.
Nick said, down. Nick did some pure meathead stuff. He said, let's play football. He's like, let's take it to the gridiron. Tell me who wins. Tell me that. And I was like, Nick, that doesn't make sense. He's not going to play you in football.
He pulled out the worst of me, man. Lorcana and just pulls out the worst, the best or the worst.
Was it a group or was it just you versus him?
It was, it was a
tournament. It's one-on-one, buddy.
Like one-on-one. And
everybody's watching that one game?
No, everybody's playing their own games.
But we're so close. Okay. We're literally side by side. So you can hear and see what's going on, you know, next to you, you know, in between, you know, moves. And so, he showed up wearing green on green.
Two very different greens, like grass and moss.
Different greens. Yeah.
Like, well, you're from the ocean and the land.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, is he like the one of the top dogs there?
No.
I don't think he is. I just think anytime he gets a win, he's going to showcase it. Like he's going to
let me just say
he beats his insane. You know what I mean?
I beat him.
This is mind boggling.
You did beat him.
Yeah.
I beat him last Saturday. I did in a tournament.
That's right.
Yeah.
Bobby Fischer's ass.
Yeah, he's a little pissy at you guys anyway.
Well, I was winning. I was actually in the lead and
Bobby Fischer'd him.
He pulled out some pretty high-end cards, and, you know, he beat me. So it's not like he ripped me in half, you know what I mean? But, like, you know, he like got the dub, and he had to rub it in my face a little bit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like you got more money in your roster than, like...
Well, he has more experience. I think he's suspect with some of his moves, whether they're legal or not, because last time I was like, bro, I don't think you can do that. And he goes, well, the card doesn't specify one action. It states that it can only be stopped at this point, so then therefore I can still do this because it doesn't indicate that that's not possible.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I said, whatever, dude. Hey, just so you know, my camera's tripping, so I'm turning colors.
You're in Pixicolor right now.
I'm like straight going from like green to clearly blue to handsome.
What is it called, Pat? That Tarantino does his songs in? Is it like a technovision?
Adjusting to my like mood, like, and then I felt nauseous.
Oh, you said a mood screen?
Maybe if I stay closer. I don't know what's going on. The camera's pulled it down and it slammed.
I will color grade it to correct the greenness.
It slammed on the ground. Like, and it's like ever since, it's like its eyes are effed. Yeah. It needs glasses. It's jacked.
You're good. I'll fix it. I'll fix it in post.
Mm-hmm.
Man. Well, it's been we had a quick break. We had a nice little break from the podcast. Man, we're happy to be back. Joel's back. And Joel scored last night. Joel pulled a $260 card out of the booster pack that we got at the end of the game, man. So Joel's been on a roll, man. Yeah, $260.
So it was $40
out of a pack, man. So it was just a winner chicken dinner for Joel last night, man. He had a good time, and that's what it's all about, man. He had a good time. So I'm glad he got a good time. Yeah.
How much the five packs that you just got for $26 with Mr. Cassius? How much would that cost you, like? Retail
regularly. Yeah. So they were $40 for five, but I got a 40% off through TikTok, so I got them for $26.
It's not bad. It's not bad at all.
So yesterday, me and Nick are at the tournament, right? Like we're talking about this whole guys. This is the whole point of the story. And at the end of the tournament, so right now you can't get these Lorcana packs anywhere because they haven't released, and they're nil, right?
Mm-hmm. So is Lorcana? So just for me and probably a lot of people listening. Define what Disney Lorcana is.
So Disney Lorcana is a new Disney card game, which It's kind of like Pokemon, if you know what that is, or if you know what Magic the Gathering is. Yeah, exactly. So it uses these characters, like Aladdin. Okay. And you did quest Disney create for... it? Yeah, Disney made it. And so you quest for lore. And Disney's behind it, and it's pushing it pretty hard. Gotcha. And they've been developing it for years, and it's a super cool game because it's super relatable, and it has all these cool things, right? there are some cards that are worth a lot of money and stuff. See, like, you get a Mad Hat. Like, so there's all these... It uses all these different... like movies that we're used to, that we know, you know. And so yesterday, and to get packs, you play at these tournaments at the comic store, the bookstore, or the card store. So me and Nick played at a tournament, Tuesday night Larkana tournament, and you get a free pack at the end, nice. Right?
And so Nick got a pack that you can't get yet.
Yeah, they're booster packs, as you call them, like a pack of baseball cards. If you if you could compare them, right?
So how many cards come in a pack?
15, I think.
Oh, okay.
But you get like a rare, you know, you're guaranteed a rare, sometimes two, and then you get like uncommons, like, and there's some rares that are super rares, and there's some that are enchanted rares, which are really crazy, mm-hmm. right? So Nick, oh, we got two free packs. I mean, a free pack for me, free pack for him, because we played the whole tournament. Mm-hmm. And so I've had a couple good cards, you know, I've pulled a few good ones. Mm-hmm. So I open my free pack, boom, going through it. Blazam, out pops this guy, right?
So what is that?
That's like a $350 card.
It's Mickey?
Yeah. But see how it looks? It's got that. It's, it looks different.
Is that Fantasia Mickey?
Yeah, he's a wizard. And
Is that Fantasia? Isn't that movie?
Yeah, it's an enchant. Yeah, it is. Yeah, where he commands the brooms and stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's an enchanted rare, which is like a super rare. And the store that we play at sells it for $360.
They try to buy it from you after you pulled it?
No, they're not getting it, bruh. I'm finna send it off and get it. I'm thinking about getting it graded. Mm-hmm.
I'd send it off and get it graded.
Because it's Mickey Mouse. Mickey Mouse is a staple no matter what. Yeah. Because he's always the face of Disney.
You think if that thing is worth, what, you said, $250 now?
$360. They sell it for $360.
$360. Like retail.
Yeah.
So if that thing's $360 now, think about like in 5 years.
If this stuff
takes off.
Right. No, and I'm hoping it does.
Yeah.
If
you were to send it to get it graded, like, what's that process like? You put it in like a protector sleeve?
Yeah, so you want to get like a bubble sleeve, you'll put it in like a plastic case. Like, this is in like a regular play case, right? You can just keep it protected right now. I'm going to get a better plastic case, but I don't have one yet. I have baseball cards. I'll probably go get one off a cheap baseball card. But so you send it in to like, there's certain grading companies. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of Beckett's
like
one.
Two big ones, right?
Yeah, Beckett's one, and then like CCG or something like that, or CGC or something CGC. Like that. It's like three letters, yeah. And so you send it in. It's like $45, maybe $70. They take a look at it and they grade it on a scale of 1 to 10. 1 being the worst, 10 being the best, right? 10 being like mint, like you're talking about fresh off the press, perfect condition.
Yeah.
And you know, part of me thinks that that's what this is. I mean, it's perfect.
I mean, I don't know why, like, it wouldn't be.
Perfect. I know. And I'm thinking about putting in a hard plastic case. Yeah, and then I took it out of my deck. I had it in there for a minute. I was like, I'm going to play with it. And I was like, what a fool.
No.
Yeah, don't do it.
And so
does the power of that thing, like if you throw it down, it just destroys everything?
No, it's a good card, but it's not. I mean, he's easy to kill. He's a 3-4.
See, I actually have a good card. It's not worth $260, but I have what's called a Be Prepared. And basically, it allows me to clear all the characters.
Yeah, that is a sweet card.
A sweet card, yeah. Which is worth $13, but that's still pretty good.
No. It sells for $18 at the store. I looked at
it. Oh, does it? I look at TCG, it said $13, but hey, I'll take $18. Let's get it.
Well, TCG is a bigger company.
Yeah.
So it's going to give you a better price. And it also searches the net for, like, lowest price.
Yeah.
Because if you look through it, it'll list other sites, but it sells through there sometimes.
Only thing is, I only have one of them, but, you know, at least two. So.
Does it have a scar on it?
Yep.
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah, it has. Yep. It has, like,
exactly. It's the scene. Yeah. It's the actual scene from that card. Yeah. So.
That's crazy.
I know my Lion King.
You're the master at that. I feel like a fool.
I might get into this Disney thing.
Dude, it's really fun.
It's a lot of fun. It's easy to play. There's some strategy behind it, but once you kind of figure it out, you know, it's a lot of fun.
I still think we need to do that magic thing that you are talking about.
Well, I think we're going to this way. Well, here's what I want to do, Nick. I'm really considering this. I'm thinking about saving up some money and buying like a case of cards, like whether it be magic cards, Pokemon, Lorcana, and streaming. And there it is.
Nice.
And streaming, but selling the packs. I like that idea. I think that's cool. I think with the entertaining side, because all you do is really you price them up like $2, right? Mm-hmm. I think TikTok is like 6% or something like that. Mm-hmm. And it's but you can sell through
straight through TikTok.
Whatnot, I think, is where you go is the best one to go through.
I've heard of Whatnot before.
And so you do it through there, but then you can stream through your TikTok, and then you can also set up their TikTok to buy through TikTok Shop. Mm-hmm. And that's what I did. That's how I got those cards, but. It's super cool, and I think a comedy side of it, Nick, you know, or like us three, wouldn't that be fun? Like just ripping packs, dude. Yeah. Like, oh my God, selling people packs.
Doing any kind of, like any kind of cards. Like,
any kind. Yeah, not just that. I'm just trying to say start at one. Like, if I only, it's like flipping drugs, right? Like, you get, you got $1,000, you want to turn it to $3,000, so then you can get, you know, more. So the idea is we pick one hot item that we know, okay, is going to sell really quickly. Like, oh, it's going to go. Like, it's, gone.
It's like a lottery drawing, right?
Well, I mean, there's a box of Magic cards, mm-hmm. right? If we bought a box of Magic cards right now, like a normal set, not that crazy set that just came out, but a normal set, like $130, but you get like 30, mm-hmm. or you get like 28 packs or 30 packs mm-hmm. or something like that there. And so packs alone, a lot of times can range between $5.99 to like $8.99, and sometimes upwards if you get the expensive packs.
Yep.
I mean, shoot, I've paid like $25 for one pack.
Yeah, the Masters Collection I paid. So it's definitely an investment, and it's an investment, you know, that, you know, there's some payoff, man, because, I mean, Joel and I pulled booster packs and checked the price, and it's like you immediately get your money back. You know what I mean? I know one booster I pulled like $60, and Joel's got some heat just to, you know, we've both got these books, you know, and within that book, you know, there's some pretty good heat, you know, if you take the time to really look it up. That's part of it. The other part of it is, of course, getting better cards, you know, so that you mm-hmm. compete, you know, in better games and stuff. Like I said, I've only been in a year and a half. I really like it. You know, right now we just kind of play, you know, with just each other.
That's what she said.
But
heck yeah, we do.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, man. And it's not the hardest thing to learn, but once you learn it and understand your cards, like my biggest thing is I've got four decks. I need to take the time to really learn my decks. I've got two that I definitely lean on. But again, it just comes down to the different play. Joel is definitely more of a strategist.
That's what I was.
He's going to pick you apart. Like he's really going to stack his deck. He's going to, you know, buff up his and beef up his characters, and then attack you all at once. And so for me, I've been learning how to play a lot of heavy defense, but also learn how to flip and start switching to offense. Yeah.
Is there like
I've been playing a lot.
Is there like a, for lack of a better term, a war mentality of like you learn how people play within your group? And so
idea is to learn all the cards because that's how you, I mean, these guys that you play, dude, like, this is why Lorcana is fun for me right now is because when I go to the Magic card, when I go play Magic, mm-hmm. it's not casual at the comic book store. You know, it's like, I want to embarrass you.
Yeah.
You know, because they don't get girls.
That's like, performance.
Nick's like, hey.
It wasn't the best version of me. It wasn't the best version of me.
We're playing Magic. He's like, and I hit you for 20. You don't get girls. I'm like, I said, Nick.
Joel's like three tables down. He's like, whoa. We talked about this, Nick.
I looked at the guy I was playing. I was like, Nick just got killed. He's like, how do you know? Because he just told that guy he doesn't get girls.
That's his go-to. He never said that to you. You did your job.
Yeah.
What's that, babe? What's that? Yes, I'll come home and have love with you in our bedroom sexy time. I'm going to get some. Nick's like, you want to try and make a baby again? Sure do. You got any kids? Of course you don't. Nick's just berating this poor guy. He's like 20.
Yeah, he's like, I'm just here to play cards, buddy.
Still has acne.
Yeah. I say, let's play Who Gets Bitches.
Yeah, that's what he said. He was so mad. I was like, whoa. And asked Nick, though, what was the deal? I was like, this was me. I was like, okay. This is what you want to do?
Okay.
And listen, Joel warned me. Joel was like, bro, I'm telling you, he's going to make you mad. But I didn't know he's going to make me that mad.
He
like,
pissed me off. I talked about him to Nick.
Oh, man. The moment I sat down with him.
This is the ringleader? Or the king? Mm-hmm. Like
the same guy.
Not ringleader.
He's just a guy?
I just Ringling.
Does nobody else tell him just to shut up? Like in the group?
like,
there was a girl there yesterday who was playing, and he was like, he would walk over and be like, "That's what I had to do." And I was like, God. And I was so annoyed from two tables away. Nick's like, "Don't get bitches." Like, I'm like, it's just all night. Nick is pissed for the rest of the night. And then,
he's like,
"Yeah,
understand.
You don't.
This is the only thing in life that you can beat me in."
Yeah, that's exactly. That's what he wants.
Only thing. And the only reason you did was because I let you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Might not think of that, but anything
Nick's
else.
All, Nick's all texting Jeremy, "Hey, put some shorts on. Come over. Bring the kids, but come over and be like,
just you come.
Where's my husband? I want him to take me home and slay me.
Oh. Gotta
like
go.
Like a dragon."
I'm gonna collect my cards and get out of here. Yeah.
Hey, I gotta concede because I gotta go get some.
I started rolling up my sleeves all the way to the top.
Yeah.
Like, oh, excuse me. What's that?
Nick's like,
the greatest.
Nick's all looking at him. He goes, "Yeah, I'm gonna." And this is so funny because he tried to look all tough, like, "I'm gonna attack your Pocahontas with my Simba. I'm going to kill it like I killed those guys in Iraq." And I'm just looking at him, trying to put that fear in him, that death. And he's like, "And now I tap for two."
Oh, man.
Nick sits back all, "Tap for two." You're Jasmine. Excuse me. She's dead.
Beat them.
She's dead. She's dead. I just killed her.
You better be prepared.
That's what she's
talking about.
Yeah.
No, but dude, like, oh, man. He just wouldn't shut up. Like, he wouldn't shut up, bro. Like, and he wouldn't catch the hint because You know how you breathe real hard because you want to get your point across because you just. And the reason I don't, because you got to be respectful to other players. You know what I mean? If it had been just me and him. I would have probably told him to shut the F up. You know what I mean? But I don't want to get kicked out, and I'll definitely want to come back. And it's like,
they can kick you out?
Well,
I'm sure if
I were to cuss him out the way I wanted to cuss him out. And
you don't get no girls.
Like, yo. I would have been allowed back, man. I would have been allowed back. You know what I mean? That's all I had, man.
You know what this is? You can't do that. You ain't never done that. All you do is this.
You ain't got no stamina.
All that wrist motion.
Yeah, you know what? We know why that wrist is so strong, man, dude.
And so then so round three, final round.
Man,
final round.
Nick, this is after Nick.
Yeah, after that match. Nick's so second round.
Did you guys go outside? And Nick had to unleash his.
Yeah,
his
absolutely.
I had to take a walk. True that. Yeah, I had to walk it out.
This is the greatest thing ever. I'd have been like,
I said, "Stop, man!
Dude, like, what are you doing?" Like, when here's the funny thing. The first thing I'd be like, dude. "What are you doing, dude? Like, just put the effing card down. Just put the effing card down and just shut up."
Oh, dude,
playing with cards. It's that playing bad. What you're doing.
That Nick's bad. Like, he's like, "You're gonna regret that."
Yeah, he was, dude. He's like,
"Said that." I guess I'm going to have to take you to school.
You know, like,
you're doomed.
At the very end. And he says to me, "Don't worry. You'll get better eventually." I was like,
"Oh, dude." So then,
you gave him his dream. Like,
Or you go to do something. And again, I'm new. He'll be like, "Are you sure you want to do that? I'll give you one chance to take it back.
Take it back or lose your shot." If you, he told Nick, he goes, "If you don't kill me, if you don't do something, you're gonna lose." I was like, "Whoa!" Dude, so then, so like,
curious to find out what you've got in your hand.
Well, it looks like you already lost.
He's pissed. All right, Nick's pissed. Okay. He don't get no chicks. He says,
"Get zero."
So then Nick draws this girl
outside the window.
Nobody likes you. Nick's like, "You got acne.
You can barely hear him through the
He has acne bad." So Nick's like, "You got zits.
Your beard stinks."
Oh, man. Yeah. Ooh. So Nick draws one of the only two girls in the whole tournament.
Oh,
right?
Dude.
He sits down with a smile. "Hey, how are you? You know."
I'm trying to get over it. I'm trying to. Oh, dude, yeah. She murdered.
Here's what's funny. Here's how I always know what's going on. Here's how I know. So I'm playing my guy. I'm playing. And here we're going. Nick's playing over there, right? And I'm like, sometimes I'll glance.
End of the table.
I see they're talking, you know. I realize they're not talking. She's definitely talking to somebody else at the other end of the table.
Yeah.
While they're playing. Like, usually you just chat back and forth.
It's like a long table with everybody just
sitting. Yeah, it's a long
table. It's a long table. Yeah. Get
so
that,
it's not
babe.
Like single Pick tables that you're sitting
at. No, it's one long table, and we're all playing side by side by side.
Yeah. Oh, so
that's so weird.
So
she's talking. Yeah.
I'm at the very end. And it's her friend gets the bye. So she's talking about, oh, well, you know, I guess I'll take the bye. She's lost all night.
So
she got the W from a bye.
One, like, not no judgment. I'm trying to get context of the situation.
Oh, it's all good.
What's scale 1 to 10 of these girls?
She has 7.
Maybe a 6. She's probably 6-7. Yeah. She's played. Okay. She's been playing from the very beginning. Yeah. And it's
I'm not talking about skill level. I'm talking about looks.
Looks. Yeah. 6.5, 7.
No.
Nick is so mad at her that she's a 0. Like, he's like, hell no. She's the ugliest girl I've ever seen in my whole life. Last woman on earth. I'd be gay before I got with her. Like, he's mad. So here's how I know what's going on.
Now I know the context of the situation. Okay.
Terrible. I sound horrible. I'm ashamed. Hey, I am so ashamed.
So I look over, it's a Disney game. So I'm like, I look over, I'm playing, this is how I know what's going on. I always look over, and I see this. This is what I usually see.
That's all I can do is breathe. It's all I can do is breathe, man. Breathe. First one up, man. First one up, walk of shame, bro.
Look, takes his cards.
Oh, we got to start documenting this.
Oh, my God, dude. I'm crying.
But every time, I always know because I look over and his head's back. He's like,
breathe. I'm just having to breathe, man. Because Pat, maybe
after that
man.
First game, first game, you were smiling. I thought he won. I thought he won because
barely.
He was smiling.
He beat me by one, dude.
Like, he was hype, but that guy was like this. Here's how that game started. Because we always ended up next to each other.
Yeah.
He goes, "Hey, man, I know you haven't played much, so if you have any questions, ask me, and I will be happy to help you." That's what he told me.
That's the way
which is the whole point. Which is the whole point of the entire event.
So
that people can learn how to play the game. That's why they pre-released him.
And it's a social event. It's supposed to be a social event. Like, you should want to be able to talk and have a conversation.
Until you big, like, muscled up pieces.
It's all good.
We're wearing Jordans. We got Jordans on. We're like, making jokes, talking funny, and these guys are like, "Why are they talking to people?"
Yeah, like, I had Linda last week, and then they walked in.
You know, I know. Everybody's at their table. That's stupid,
dude.
But you know, it's definitely its own environment.
I have to go with you guys. And I'm sure like, no, I'm just here to spectate. Will they let people just hang out and watch?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just here to spectate, guys. I'm just here to hang out.
It's pretty cool because, like, you know, last night was the first night we actually, you know, got on the scoreboard because, you know, there's a website that you use. And so it's a cool thing, man. And that's actually
Where is it at?
Mighty Meeples and Concord.
Right by Concord Mills.
Right by Concord Mills.
That's where Garrison used to go to therapy. That complete kids is right there.
Matter of fact, where
it is right there.
Across from where Katie used to work.
Yeah. I know where you
on the opposite side. Yeah. So
it was
just a bad night, man. It was a bad night. It was, you know, it started out fun. It's just, man, you run into those characters and it's just like
it just sucks. Like, imagine like you come in, you're all excited. Yeah. Yes, yes.
I was like, here we go. Just beat down.
Nick's like, come Nick, if that was a video game, that controller was broke. Smashed.
Yeah, yeah. That was my first ever rage quit. Yeah.
But let's say this: it made for a really funny story.
It does, and I'm ashamed of my actions and my attitude, but I'm happy because the next thing
I'm not. I'm listen for the sake of the world. I'm not going to say what you. I'm not going to say. I'm not going to say what you said about the girl. I'm not going to say what you said about that lady.
I don't even remember what I said. I don't even remember what I said. It wasn't nice.
You blacked out. You don't. Nick blacked out. Nick blacked. He's like, he said Marcana blacked out.
Dude, yeah. I don't even remember what I said. I know it wasn't
nice. Hell no. It wasn't nice. That's my Mickey. Hell no. It's my beast. No.
Who knew Disney would make a game that would cause you to rage quit? This is supposed to be Disney. This is supposed to be happy.
That's the best part of the whole story.
You wish.
I was at a Disney.
Hey, he wishes he had one of his rip-its. He'd been like,
and it would say, F you.
Yeah. F you. Let go of it. Spandex back.
Yeah, like it never happened. Oh
my God. Like,
I'm crying.
This is
I'm freaking crying, dude.
Dude, that was the funniest night. Like, I'm...
After we get off, text me the name of this because it's going to be called like Disney. Lorcana Rage Quit. That's the name.
So then Nick lets me have some of the rage. Like he says,
did y'all ride together?
Listen, yeah, we rode back. I pull that card. He says, man, you always get all the luck. Bro, I felt like we were 10. It was so funny. And I was dying laughing. I said, no, I don't. I said, this is what I said. I said, nah, man. I said, sometimes you get good. I said,
was this in front of
you? No, it was in the truck. He goes, I said, just like when I was younger, I said, man. I said, nah, Nick, you get good stuff too. I said, don't lie, you get good stuff. I said, that's the first time I ever got a good one. He's like, no, I know. I'm happy for you.
I just had to get that out.
but listen. Listen, if you're gonna tell the whole story, because
you're riding the wave, Pat.
He pulls a card that's $260, right?
$360.
Well, it was $260 last night. Because I'm at TCG, 260, right? Mm-hmm. So rub it in my face, 360, right? So then he says, well, bro, you pulled a card. That was $13.
That's what homeboys do, bro. You like, hey, you look out and say, man, hey, you got some nice shoes too, bro.
It's like, look at that card. That's a nice card. That's worth 13.
I almost bought that card today.
I said, come on, man. I mean, I was happy for him. I was just hot, man. It was a rough night, dude. It was a rough night. It wasn't my proudest moment. It was a bad night at Disney. It was a bad night for Disney.
Oh, dude, it was one of the funniest things. Like, I thought about it later, and I was
if anything, Nick, just be prepared.
Hey, every time I'm ready now. Hey, the beast is mine.
It's not gonna get any lower than that. You gotta hit the bottom before you can get to the top.
Bro, you know they talked about me though. You know, they're like, oh yeah. You know when I come back, I'm like,
you got. That's what they said to that. I'm coming back.
Yeah, they're gonna be like,
Nerd he's King.
All. Nerd King's he like, goes, you got him.
So this big buff guy sits down. Right. Sits down, looks me in my eyes, says, are you ready? You want to go first? You want to roll for it? You want to roll for it? And I said, go ahead. You go. You go first. My pleasure.
Yeah. Me, Lord.
My pleasure, Lord. And if you accidentally do something, like if Nick accidentally draws a card by accident, you can't. What are you doing? No, you're going first. Oh, man, my bad.
I think you'd know better.
You know, like,
it was him, man. He ruined my night. I let him ruin my night. Next time, I just know. If I play him again,
you should have went straight into, like, talking over him. Like,
I think I was more mad. I think I was more mad because I didn't say anything, only because I was just trying.
You dress up for the Renaissance Festival, don't you? And he'd be like, of course. He'd be like, checks out.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I will be working at the Renaissance Festival this year, thank you.
Yeah.
I just got hired.
There's people that work in there. There's people that like take it way too seriously.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Like
I know it was.
But you know what? I'm on a new mission, man. I'm on a new mission, man. I'm gonna beat this guy every time I meet him from this point forward.
You need to walk in there.
I'm gonna continue to challenge him until I rip him a new one.
I'm going with you guys every single time. And when you walk in there, I'm gonna walk up to him and be like, listen, you started the villain. Now he has the villain. What's it called?
The villain backstory. The villain backstory. Yeah.
You've created a villain.
You asked for this.
Listen, man.
Nick's going to go in there with $300 and say, "Give me the best. Build me something."
Yes.
Yep.
Go. And then walk out with fire, gold.
He's going to be like, oh my God.
Yeah.
You did what?
Yeah, I can't wait.
What?
Can't wait. Coming for you.
You know, it's, but it's really fun.
It is.
It's really fun.
It is fun. The point is to have fun. It was a rough night. Yeah.
So, on to fun things.
Before we do that, can we correct this intro before we get into the good stuff?
Yeah, I mean, we're 40 minutes in with the Magic or Disney.
We just jumped straight into it.
What a moment that was, though.
It was. It was.
Dude, that's a good story.
It wasn't. Listen, it wasn't my proudest moment, but you know, you live and you learn. Sometimes you have. Sometimes
you
have.
You got to take the valleys with the peaks. But
you got to take the peaks with the valleys. I'd like to welcome everybody back.
You can't learn until you fail. After you fail, that's when you learn.
That's true. That's true. With that, I'd like to welcome everybody back to your favorite day of the week. It's Tuesday, and this is the podcast. You've already kind of jumped into the conversation with us, and we appreciate you being here with me. As always, is my main man with the blue blockers on. I'm talking about Patrick David Price, and of course, my man on the end, the soon-to-be birthday boy, heck yeah, my main man holding up the high-end big money card. I'm talking about Joel Reyes. Fellas, what's going on?
It's not for sale. It's not for sale.
I'm holding the open for you, Joel. I'm holding the door open to the club. Thank you. So whenever your birthday rolls around, you can walk right in and join that 40-year-old club. Nick's behind you.
No. I turned 39. I was born in 84.
Oh. Yeah. Do you there really you turn 39?
No, I don't.
I was about to say.
I'm really 40. Yes, so I'm coming
take
up
that walk by yourself, Patrick Price. Yeah.
I know.
So I'm excited.
It's been lonely. I've been waiting on you guys to join me.
You know, we're coming. We're jumping in.
We are on board.
Feet
first. When y'all get there, it's a party.
It's a party over here. Yes, indeed.
This is how we do it.
We did take our summer vacation, so we missed last week. So hopefully you guys didn't miss us too bad. But we're back, and we're definitely happy to be here. Like mm-hmm. I said, we're just jumping straight into the conversation, and it's been a lot of fun. Just talking about, you know, Nick's not so great night and some of our hate, but it's good stuff. It's funny stuff.
But it's nice to get that blood pumping and be passionate about something.
Competitive, you know what I mean? It's all about competition, you know?
Yeah.
We're made
to
win.
That stuff was so funny.
But it was funny.
I mean, the greatest thing that would ever happen is if that dude found our podcast and listened to this episode.
I hope he does.
Because
that's one other thing I have over him. Yeah, where's your podcast, buddy?
Huh? Yeah,
true that. I tell you, the guy at the gas station loves me to come in every Wednesday.
It's true. I was with him. Oh, did you go with talk him? With him?
Tuesday. Yeah. Tuesday. We went in there Tuesday, and he goes, yesterday we went in there, he goes, "It is not Wednesday. What are you doing here?" I was like,
"Day early."
I was like, "Gotta have a sip. Gotta have a sip, you know?"
He said, "Oh, they have some new. You should look at them." I was like, yeah, he's nice. Relationship.
Yeah. Is it the gas station? Today. Which is the gas station on the corner across from Odell?
Yeah, across from Odell, yeah.
With the taco truck, yeah.
Yeah, it's really cool. He's really fun. He's a really nice guy, but it was cool. I liked it a lot.
Do you have anything to eat or no?
No, nah, man, I don't have anything. I didn't get a chance to.
Here's these ones. So here's what I got today.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to grab something.
But. The Bimbunellos. You can go get one. Back, go grab one.
Let me see what we got.
So these don't. I'm not really excited about these, Nick.
Okay.
Talk about it.
They sound really loud.
Mm-hmm.
Like
super crunch.
This is them.
That's a drum.
That's them. You know.
That's a drum. That's a tom tom.
Let's have a look.
Check it out.
These are Bimbunellos. Oh, get off it, girl. Get off it, girl. Okay. Oh, whoa.
I will say, they're always nicely packaged.
Oh, came out of my mouth.
Look at that, like a magic trick.
So it's like you got one in the middle, like a flower surrounded by petals of brokenness.
Little mini ones. So, it's supposed to be broken?
I think there's no other way.
Oh.
So first we're going to try the petals. This is the outside.
All right.
Is that a shape? You think that's shaped or you think that's fried? Look at this, Pat. Just so you know, look, here you go, Pat. This is what these are.
Okay. It's like pretzels?
No.
You know what they look like?
Air puffs.
They look like tomatoes almost.
Almost.
Right, so like a sliced tomato.
Submarinos?
Mm. Okay. Here I go. Let me try. This is the cream Philly.
Cholos.
Either one. Here you go. Ready? Here you go. This is the Buen Bunelos.
Okay.
I'm not. I don't think this is going to be good. Oh my!
Whoa!
Oh!
You know what that is? You know what that is?
It's like a chicharrones.
Not for me.
Not for you. Yeah, man. Oh, spit it back out in the bag.
It tastes really hard. It tastes like something.
That's the first one.
Like,
Okay. Middle. Eat it like a beef.
Maybe you have to dip it in something.
I would think so. Yeah. Maybe it's a dip.
Milk.
Oh, here's something good.
Tell me what I should try, Joe.
A submarino.
Submarino. Yeah.
Ooh, there's sugar, but no. This is the worst. I like.
That's like. Ugh.
Oh.
It's like a twist.
Oh, that was decent. No, oh no, that's hard.
This smells good.
Yeah.
This. Let me tell you what this is. This is a big ass. Excuse me for saying that. This is a big ass fortune cookie.
Oh, hard. Yeah. There you go.
I would say it's not good.
That's like a strawberry Twinkie, right? It's got a little strawberry.
That's bomb. That's bomb is what that is.
Yeah.
Probably two. The strawberry's weird, though, in the artificial.
It is kind of weird.
I didn't get much.
Yeah. Mm.
Can we see the cream? Or are you just going to?
Oh,
dang. You're selfish.
He stands. Okay. A little strawberry inside.
He
was enjoying it. He was biting. And it was enjoying.
You're trying to what? Probably you're trying to take it in?
And he was biting. And
you ain't never had trouble doing it before.
Never. Oh, look at you. Oh, throat. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Patrick, throat of that there, Submarino. Man.
What'd you say, Nick? Throat.
Good. Look at what he's doing throat. With that, man.
Good.
Good.
I'm a demi-throat gun.
That's what they used to call me. They used to call me the goat of the throats.
Half man, half god. I'm a god from collarbone to chin.
From the
I'm a god. I'm just a god right here.
That's it.
It's Aphrodite in me.
G-A-W-D.
Nick, that's that Aphrodite.
I have the longest neck out of all of us, right?
That's that. What? Probably.
You trying to neck compare?
Oh, no. Ooh, I don't know. It's weird. Mine's not long. Mine's cute. I got a cute neck.
I'd so look like an ostrich if I did.
You can be really ugly if you look like that. I've seen guys that look like that on a regular basis. That's like, that's weird.
Like what's dude all, long neck? Remember long neck?
I know people like that.
I'm long neck. Yeah.
Daddy long neck.
Daddy long
neck. Oh, peanut butter.
Put it on my thing.
I can't tell you how disappointed I am in the nastiness of these bienvenidos.
At the end of the day, you know, everything can be a winner. Not everything can be a winner.
Listen to this.
Wow.
Like, that is just bad for your health.
And you that's broken teeth.
As soon as I bit it, I was like, this concrete right here.
Mm-hmm. Just concrete.
They should have called them. I don't want that.
They should have called them concrete Rillos.
Here. Here, Charlie, you could have a treat.
Charlie's going to...
He's like, I don't want that shit.
He's going to spit it right back out.
Charlie's going to give it back, yeah.
He's going to gnaw
that
it.
Would be cruel.
That would be Cruella.
You know?
That would be
Nick, Cruella. I got a plan. Here's the plan.
Talk to me.
Okay, this is crazy.
You know it's going to be too.
It's not like
wait.
Good.
Anytime Joel stops, pauses, and smiles, like it's going to be
and repositions himself.
It's going to be.
It's not
really,
crazy.
Really
I just don't
good.
Know if we can. I don't know if we can pull it off.
I mean, we don't know until you tell us about it.
So the challenge.
Tell us about
the challenge.
I want you and made. I want to. Okay, I want us to sing Christmas songs at a brewery, like with a guitar.
That's not crazy.
Everything.
It's not crazy.
Like. We'd start working on it.
Are you talking about Tuesday? It's a Tuesday
that
Christmas?
Yeah.
Hey, you still talk to Zach?
Yeah.
Maybe he can come play.
Zach would.
We sing Christmas music in the back. And I'm saying, like, we do it up, man. Like, we do it up. We invite.
Dang.
We get to do it at a brewery.
Caroling at the brewery.
No caroling. It's going to be us on stage. It's a show.
Oh, we just Christmas show. Christmas time.
It's like we're going to be singing, like, we have a guitarist.
It's a Tuesday. Oh, hey, What can we say? It's a night of Christmas at your local brewery, brought to you by
Tuesday
podcast.
Tuesday's Christmas
Tuesday podcast. Tuesday,
you could play the cowbell or one of those triangles.
Oh, yeah,
ding. Pat go. Christmas.
Ding.
Pat be like this. Pat be like, shh, 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 shh.
Yeah, he's doing all the sound effects. Yeah. Pat plays all the metal percussion. The first thing that we ever recorded with Zach was the...
Was it Bottle in the Shot?
Bottle in the Shot.
It's the cover. I Can Lift You Up.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one at the studio. Yeah.
And
play your magic.
I didn't do anything, but I was the token white guy in the studio. But he... when we shot the video, I was like, I mean, I need to be in the video. And he goes, here's the shaker. So in the video, I'm just like,
it up.
Sipping on a coffee.
That's it.
Yeah.
Bring your shaker and let's get busy. Yeah.
I'm with it. I just think it's a fun. I did it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was waiting for my wife to go eat at Olive Garden. You know, please don't be loud, Father Gang. What the heck?
Father Gang.
The light is on. Please don't be loud. Say something, man.
Did you say Father Gang? Father Gang or Father Dang? Yeah. Like,
say something. I'll throw one of these boomerangs, knock you out.
Oh, bro, don't send your dad to the hospital, okay? Don't do it. Yeah. Don't say, put it down, put it down.
Jesus.
Assault with a deadly weapon, man.
So look, I was standing here. The microphone was standing up right here. I was standing there. I had a headphone in.
Yeah.
Waiting for my wife to take me up to go to Olive Garden. Nice, sweet dinner. My son is one, and I tell you, he loves to just go. Aah!
Yeah, he does.
I'm like, whoa. He'd be like, He'd be like, dad. I'm like, what's that? He's all, daddy.
Yeah.
He goes, he's all, hot chew.
Hot chew.
He loves it.
All he likes to call.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
He's so funny.
You say, hey, he goes, fucking, hey.
He's funny. Like, he is just.
Roman's awesome. So, I haven't seen Roman in a couple weeks.
Yeah, and so I'm standing here. The microphone's right there. And I'm listening. Michael Bublé comes on. And I just start messing around. I'm like, we could pull. I guess it's my range. I could do that. We could do it. Fudge Bublé. But just like, we could do Christmas music with my range is what I'm saying.
Bro,
like,
you know.
It's not like crazy.
Bro, you know I can harmonize with it. I can harmonize with a peacock. You know what I mean?
I can harmonize with a donkey.
You know what I'm saying? Hee-ho. You see that?
Hee-ho.
I'm with it.
How about this? Ribbon.
Yeah.
Ribbon. Can you harmonize with a frog?
I could.
Ribbon.
You just heard it right here on Tuesday.
Ribbon.
See right there?
Croak. 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 Can you do it? Croak. Croak. Croak.
there went our Christmas show.
You know who can't? You know who can't harmonize? You know who can't harmonize?
I do. Yeah, we don't need to talk about it.
No, I'm talking about my man in Meeples. He can't harmonize, can he?
Heck no.
I challenge you.
Nick saw.
To sing off.
Nick saw. Harmonization. He saw. And you lose. Do I? Hey, there's a microphone up there because they do all the announcing. Nick's all.
Me and Joel's just in the background.
We'll go straight into the Carmen San Diego theme.
I'm crying, bro.
That'd be funny. Nick, listen, I love you and I'm not picking on you. It's just the whole story.
It's a funny story.
Hey, bro, it's hilarious. It's hilarious.
That's a stand up story.
I loved being there. Yeah. And it's really weird being the cool guys at the card show. Like,
it is.
Because you're not the cool guys there. You're the nerds.
At all. Yeah. Like, you're the opposite.
We're literally the guys they despise. You know what I mean?
They probably make fun of us. Like, they're here.
We walk in, and it's eyes. It's, what are they doing? Now, the one table was cool. The table we sat down at before the tournament, they were cool. You know?
Many a day. And
They were diverse. But the thing is, Pat, this is one of those places where, like, everybody looks the same, regardless of how you look.
Yeah.
Whoa.
You know what I mean? Like, everybody looks like... the diversity is through the roof. You know, and diversity and the inclusion of this group is insane. Like, if the world could model themselves after the people that come to these tournaments, we'd be a much better place to live in. I truly believe that.
I've considered wearing a mask because there's a lot of bad breath floating around in Nerdville. And you sit close proximities. I was dealing with secondhand bad breath last week. And I almost said, I slammed my dick down. I said, hold your breath.
It's a lot of halitosis in those places.
And he said, I can only hold it for like 10 seconds.
Well, hold it longer.
I was like, well, every 10 seconds, stop. Like,
what would happen if I walked in with you guys and I was just like, what's up? And I just started high-fiving everybody.
Bro, we need to bring in a whole crew. We need to bring in
high-five everybody. Like, listen, you guys don't understand. I've always wanted to be at one of these things.
We need to
have no idea what's going on. I have no idea the game. Bro. But I love the camaraderie that is
happening. They might boot you.
They might boot you. What's one too many?
Because they don't want you to be making a mockery of us.
Of us nerds.
That's right. I'm not making a mockery. Collective. I love this stuff.
Collective.
Here's the thing.
I'm not judged as soon as I walk in there.
Yeah. I think I'm going to start wearing my Star Trek stuff to all my tournaments. I'm going to be that guy. They're going to be like, Captain, my Captain.
They have no idea. See, I am the token guy who they should despise because I am the one that it doesn't have any nerd.
I'm not gonna lie, Pat. You had a doppelganger in there last night.
You had
a doppelganger in there. Yeah, it's a taller guy. So kind of your build, your stature. If like,
there's a lot of nerd versions of human of normal people.
There really is. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because there was a
also interesting. To me.
We saw like an alternative friend of ours, Nick Goodnight. Like his name was Nick, also, which was kind of crazy.
I said, all Nicks look alike. He said,
maybe we do.
Yes, you do.
I thought to myself, we certainly don't, but it's all good.
Nick said, no, we don't. And Nick's all, yeah, we do. Just for fun to make the guy feel good. Like, yeah.
Sure.
But he definitely looked like a bigger version of our other friend. Yeah,
Nick didn't.
I'm fascinated with it. Like, no, I'm not. No,
you definitely
I'm
should
fascinated.
Come. You should definitely come. You definitely fascinated enjoy with it. You have, because it's one of those things,
it's
you
like
got to see it for yourself.
Yes, it really is. Like, no, it's 100%. It's 100%. Yes. I would highly believe that a lot of them are the same wrestling people.
Yes. Dude, let them find out that I work in wrestling.
Oh, I'm sure they will if you go.
Oh, yeah.
Kiss ass, Joe.
Pat's going to go. He's like, so you've been playing with Kung Long? And they're like, yeah, I've never played, but I do work in wrestling.
Yeah.
Let me go. Oh, hold on. I got a card in the Tesla. Let me go.
Just grab that one.
It's a digital.
First thing you're going to say, has anybody seen that Tesla?
In your computer.
Has anybody seen that Tesla?
Pat's more subtle. He goes, hey, does anybody know a charge station around? Yeah. I need a little fuel.
Me. That's me.
I don't think I'm going to make it back home.
The best one is, are you going to have a drink? Yes, I am, because my car can drive me home.
That's it. And listen, and the thing is, dude, they actually have a microbrewery in there too, which is pretty cool.
Oh, really? So you can get a beer.
Yeah, you can get a Cabarrus. You can get a Cabarrus brewery.
Yeah, they have tap
in there. Yeah,
that's awesome.
It is really cool.
I'm dead serious. Cool, I'd love to go and just hang out and just kind of learn.
The only thing it's missing for me, perfectly, like for the kind of person I am, is football. Yeah. Like, to be able to watch it on TV.
Sports up there would be awesome.
Which they would never do, if they just had the Panthers games or something. Yeah, absolutely. Ugh, no way. And I wish they would, but, you know, I'm not going to hate.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's really fun. It's really
Thing. The cool thing is Joel actually ran into some people within our neighborhood, so we're actually going to look to start up our own Moss Creek Magic group. You know what I mean?
Ooh.
I think that'll be fun.
Man.
Nice.
That'll be awesome. We're exposing ourselves.
Build a Facebook group, man. Build a Facebook group, and that you'll have 50
members community,
by
just
next
a community
week.
Group of guys just... showing up, playing a little magic.
Let me tell you.
Hey, we could start a gang, and then we could go back to Meeples and show them what
for. I want you to tell something. Let me tell you something. Yeah, we'll bring our team in there.
Heck yeah.
Hey, listen, we're going to win this tournament. If one of us wins, we all win. Yes, sir.
Hey, King of the Hill.
We're in this together.
We all wear the same tracksuit. That's exactly right. Yeah.
Zipped up.
So,
with the head.
Game on.
Nick, you know what? Nick's definitely... exposing us, so I'm going to say a couple things.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I love booties.
All day.
Girls.
I get bitches.
Nick gets girls, and other guys don't that play Magic Lurkana.
Nice try, nerd.
I like steak and raw meat stuff.
That's it. I play all the sports.
Everyone.
They're going to say, what sport do you play? All of them at once.
Mm-hmm. All of them except for sissy ones.
I leave one sport and go straight to the next game. I don't even sleep.
There's bass in my bathroom, so I just fish in there. I keep the tub full.
I'm a combat veteran four times over.
That's right. My wife salutes me when I walk in the house because I'm medically retired, and that's respect.
We have a GI party every Wednesday.
Ma'am. I tell my wife, at ease.
At ease, soldier. What do
you
tell?
You are relieved.
At around 6, I relieve her of her duties.
We play reveille at the end of the day. As we post the colors.
That's so stupid.
what you guys need to do is create alter egos of like who you turn into when you sit down.
Clearly I turn into the Hulk.
Yeah, I try and be super nice and funny all the time. Bad. And Nick is like, whoa. Nick is like, I mean, couple more tournaments, Nick's going to be like, Aflorcana, I'm done. In the middle. You can have all my cards. And then he'll want them back next day. Think I want to get back into it.
You put that card down, I'm going to whoop your ass.
I swear. You don't get any chicks.
How many times
Nick comes in there. Nick comes in there. With this shirt that says no, bitch, you get no girls. And he only takes his jacket off when he plays that guy.
Hold on, it's all about mind games. Let me get comfortable.
And look, it's like this, like, you get no girls. Hey, what's up, man? Hey, good luck.
You're going down.
You're not with bitches.
Yeah, no, I don't go down, but my wife does. Nick's so petty every game.
I asked my wife to drop me off some snacks around 2:00.
It's got that guy's face right there. He's like, is that me? No, it's not.
He gets none.
You get no.
Hold on, I stop.
That's so funny.
Hey, I'm going to get one that says you get no winches. I promise you I'm going to get a t-shirt made like that, bro.
That's so funny.
I love it.
It's going to have his face on the back. He gets no winches. Winchless. That's what it's going to say.
Number 0. Jersey number 0.
0-0.
You gets no
He's
bitches.
A double 0. Hey, drop that 0 and come get with this hero.
That's so funny.
Oh, man. You gets no winches. I'm going to get that one made.
No
winches.
It's like, Pat, I love it.
Pat,
so
I need
much.
You to make me one, bro. I need yes, a t-shirt 100%, that says you gets 100%. No winches. Yeah.
I had so much fun because...
In the Disney font.
Nick gets pissed about it, and I get it. Like, even in Magic, he gets mad at me sometimes, and I'll be like, whoa. You're
no,
mad
it's just, dude, it's because it's such
I'd be
a fun
the same
game.
Way.
You want to win.
The same
it's
way
a game you
want
to win. You know what I mean? It's a game you want to win. Like, you really do. Like, I'm telling you, man.
It is a thing. Like, you got to, like, really... I mean, sometimes it works out and sometimes it doesn't. Yeah, you have to get the right stuff. It's luck of the draw. You know what I saw on Neil deGrasse? I saw Neil deGrasse was talking, like, there's infinite amount of pairings when you shuffle decks.
Yeah.
Like, you could never get the same pairings in a row.
Right.
Ever. No. Ever, ever, ever. You could never duplicate the same way. It's constantly going to be different.
Yeah.
With the 60-card deck or a 52-card
deck. So, I mean,
deck.
No matter... Truthfully, no matter how prepared you are, it's the luck of the draw is who wins.
Yeah,
well, you
know,
Here's the thing about
Joel.
Here's the thing about Joel. And it goes back to what I talked about before. Joel knows his cards. You know what I mean? Like, Joel knows his decks intimately. I don't. I'm still working on them, and I have a good, solid plan when I go in. And there are times where me and Joel will be super close. And right there in the middle, just when I have him... He just starts pulling the right kinds of cards.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, I can't compete. You know what I mean?
So you can adjust your deck of how you want it laid out.
Yeah. I mean, it's just to try to enhance our deck.
But you Joel know, like, how many cards do you have, like, in your deck?
60 cards. You got 60 100. Cards. You can have.
Well, we play 100 60.
No, Magic is 100. Lorcana is 60. So Magic. Yeah, Magic is. Magic is. It can make you pissed.
No. Yeah, because there's so many different variations that you're going
to
draw.
There's a lot of rules, too, and sometimes we butt heads on whether this is a rule. And the funny thing is, I watch Magic, like, TikToks, and these dudes go at it.
Yeah.
Shut up! You shut up! Yeah. No! Haste does not work like that! Yes, it does! Yeah. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Crazy. They'll flip tables, throw drinks. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It is like Magic is it's something else. You spend a lot of money.
Yeah.
Like, Lorcana is, it is, all of it is.
Yeah.
You know, it could go upside down, but I don't think it's going to. I think I see it going straight for a good bit.
I like it. It's going to be like a Pokemon. The difference between Lorcana and Magic is the speed of the game, and then the, not only the speed of the game, but also just, it's a lighter game. It's a lighter hearted game, you know, or at least it should be.
Because it's unfortunately, Disney characters.
You run into, you know, people that kind of ruin your day. But. The speed of the game, and then it's 20 points, you know, so you can play multiple games, whereas me and Joel played one game that probably lasted 2 hours.
Magic, yeah.
I'm trying to go to DisneyLorcana.com, and it's not working.
Oh, it's it better.
Oh, it's, yeah.
Service unavailable. There's a board, is it a board game?
It's a card
Absolutely
game.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
It's a card game, yeah.
Oh, they just have a, hold on.
Just type in DisneyLorcana, it'll come up. If you just type in Disneyland, if you just Google it, across the source,
but
BoardGamesGeek.com.
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. And the thing is, if you're not getting upset, you know, you don't really want to play. You know what I mean? And I just kind of
feel yeah.
But like I said, for me, it was just that was a little off.
Also, it doesn't start. But, that might be why the website
Friday
says
Friday is the official launch. Yeah,
Friday. So
we've been playing a lot of,
but the site's around, the site's live, and then it might be something else's. But there's they have an app that's live. Yeah. It's just really fun. I mean, it's 2 to 6 players. It's you can spend money. Like
6 players at a time.
Yeah,
yeah. My daughter won her first game or second game.
She won her first round
in the tournament. So yeah, it's open. It's kind of open. But I will say, a lot of the decks that I play against, they just have better. I mean, they just have better pools because my daughter's deck is inferior to mine in certain ways, whereas mine's more of a defensive deck. So
that's cool. But
again, just as you buy more cards, as you get more boosters, you shuffle them in and out. You know, and then sometimes, like I said, in Joel's case, you strike gold, and, you know, it's really cool. It's a lot of fun. Yeah, so.
Dang. This thing says, starter packs sold out in less than 1 hour at Walt Disney World.
Dude, it's insane.
The line was ridiculous. I mean, I saw just some videos that I watched. You know, dude, I mean, it was, the line was extremely, like, ridiculously long, man. You know, so, you know, being able to have it locally at Meeples has been, like, awesome. Because I couldn't only imagine not having a pack and trying to get them, you know, on the first.
Here we go. 11 most expensive Lorcana cards.
They're going to show they're going to show all the pre-release ones. Yeah, those ones, can't, because there was a set 2 years ago at Game Con. Disney put out a set you could buy for $50. Nah. Well, now that this is out, it goes for like tons and tons.
There's one card. There's one card. The Wayward
Sorcerer.
Yep, mine's on there.
You can find this card ranging from $200 to $500. Thanks to the rarity and the dynamic art featuring the iconic Mickey Mouse himself wearing a wizard outfit he sported in Fantasia.
Sir. There is a promo Robin Hood that goes for $1,200.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
There's the Aladdin Maui. Yeah, I could get into this because I know these characters.
It's a lot easier to play.
It's fun. It's really easy. Yeah, and everything makes sense. Like, you can sing songs and you can do all. It's all these different things. It makes sense because it's just easy. It makes it easy to understand. Because
it's like relatable.
Yeah, 100%. And that's why I've dove in hard into it. It's early in the game, so like you get first set stuff. You want to keep all that stuff because it's the beginning of the whole set. Going forward, that's an investment, and it's still fun to play with. You know, just take care of your stuff.
Elsa is the most rare card. The Elsa Snow Queen is $2,000.
And here's
the
why
Robin Hood. You said 1,200, right?
Yeah.
And this is that's the Brave Little Taylor.
Yeah,
Mickey Mouse is 1,200.
Yeah. And here's why I believe he's going to have longevity. I mean, you got to imagine, these are more your popular characters. There's still a whole lineup of characters they can still pull over the years. Because I don't even
think... Daryl Marvel.
Like, I haven't even seen, like, Hunchback of Notre Dame. You know what I mean? So, I mean, there's just so much you could pull from.
I mean, well, they have, like...
You know, that'll make sense. I haven't seen Snow White. If there's probably one, I haven't seen it yet. But, I mean, you know, there's so many.
And it's really fun. Yeah. It's really easy.
Sleeping Beauty. I mean, it's so much still they can go.
Was Disney Winnie the Pooh?
Yep.
Yep. And so check it out, dude. It's like...
Christopher Robin.
I know we've been talking about it all day, but it's like, dude, it's just been fun for us. This is definitely a full nerd app, and I'm down with it, but... It has been. I'm excited. You know, my birthday is Friday, September 1st, and it launches in the stores September 1st. So I have a plan that, you know, I'm off work Friday. I think I'm going to get out to one of these stores early in the morning and try and catch some Lurkana. Catch.
How about you document it and put it on your TikTok?
I might. Yeah, that's a good plan. I mean, I really intend to start doing some stuff. I mean, me and Nick have talked about a couple things, but I mean, it's fun. I think it's fun.
Try that buying packs and. Opening them.
I just got to save a little bit of money and I'll
go in with you, bro. So it's not
come up with $1,000, you know, and then just start doing it.
Bonesers, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, imagine, I think we can get a lot of people to watch, and then I think you convince a lot of people to buy. Dude, I was at the store today and I was just talking. I know so much about Lurkana because I've spent so much time looking into it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I've played a ton because it's my wife plays and she loves it. Like, we went to the store today, she spent $30. Bought some new card covers, bought some new Ursulas. Nick traded me one of his for her, and she's pumped, dude. Like, you know, it's just been like...
Oh, you got it for me to give it to Pam?
And I'm just kidding. No, that's what it was for. Oh, read the text. I said, hey, Nick, my wife would like to get your Ursula. I got cards for trade.
So that's cool. I just need them cards in my hand, that's all.
Hey, this is... Hey, tell me this doesn't look like Peacock. Oh, it's an inside joke. I'm so sorry, people, if you're listening or watching.
It's all good. You just need the
feathers at the top. BP, Peacock.
Yes, it does.
Hey, what you guys doing, Joe?
Oh, man, I can have this? Oh, my God.
You give me those jeans? Oh, thanks.
Did y'all see him a lot?
You gonna give me a whole table?
Y'all see him?
We used to, but I love him, man. I'm not making fun. Yeah.
You gonna give me the whole ping pong table? Come on, man. For real.
No, I used to show up my house on it. He'd break down on a scooter halfway on the way to my house. It'd be like 30 degrees, and he'd be like in a full zipped up, like Dickie suit and a helmet,
getting it
on a scooter. It's freaking snowing. Showing up like the dude from Dumb and Dumber.
Just go, man.
I'm telling you, dude. I got a natural heater.
It's warm.
It's warm.
Ooh.
It's warm. But yeah,
that's wild.
That's so funny. Yeah. Oh, man. That's so funny, too.
Oh, man.
But yeah, so I'm excited, though. I'm hoping I can get a box of boosters. If I can get a booster box, I'll probably I don't have a thousand friends on TikTok, so I can't go live, and that sucks.
Hey, I'm gonna throw you some money that day too, man. If you don't mind, snagging a couple.
What? So you have to have 1,000 friends on TikTok to go live?
To go live on TikTok? Yeah, it's weird.
That's stupid.
It is stupid. It's crazy. I mean, because it's hard to get. I mean, where I can get likes. I mean, I get a lot of when I post videos, I get followers. Not a ton, probably like two a day.
Yeah.
I mean, TikTok is paid to play, man. A first chapter booster box is $305
right now because they're not released.
Yeah,
they're expensive. They're like they came out like
in June. They started at $200.
Some hobby shops had them. Like some comic stores got them and they sold them instead of keeping them and selling them and doing these things. Like the shops that we've been to, they've been distributed a certain amount and they've done these tournaments where they have people come in and they force you to kind of play to get them.
Gotcha.
The first week I played, I was able to buy 4 packs and 2 decks.
Mm. Nice.
The second time I played, I bought 2 decks and I got 2 free packs because you get some packs inside there. Mm-hmm. So I'm just hoping that on September 1st. I can find some.
When we were recording this. From when it releases, it would be 4 days ago.
I'll be 40 sitting on a bunch of Donald Ducks. Just kidding.
This is crazy.
That's terrible. What am I doing?
I was just
I can't even try. It's the, dude, it's those things you ate earlier. I don't know how he does that. It's crazy. You've never seen him do it in real life. Like, it's so weird because he's...
You know, I don't, you know, if I was Elmer Fudd, I'd shoot him.
Yeah.
That's Daffy.
I'd shoot him. If I was Elmer Fudd, I'd shoot him.
Yeah, but that was Donald Duck.
Daffy.
I'd shoot it. They're both ducks. I'd shoot him.
True.
I would be Elmer Fudd, who's all in Warner Brothers. Right. It ain't like, hey, you can't shoot Daffy because Donald's here. I'm saying I would shoot Donald.
That's true. You know what? You're all right, because if you've ever seen Who Framed Roger Rabbit, they were all in the same movie.
That's right. Space Jam. Except for
I just started watching the LeBron Space Jam on the plane.
It's pretty good.
On the way back from Philly. Yeah. I only watched like the first 45 minutes, but I was like...
You should watch it later in your Tesla while it drives you.
To my King James.
His acting is not on par.
Neither was Michael Jordan's.
That's true. Bugs.
Jordan the same way.
Come on,
Bill Murray made that movie.
He can't be for real. Is you serious?
All the NBA players are terrible. What's happening to my skills?
Oh, my Charlie, God. You know I told
you.
Oh, man. If you're going to play basketball, you got to be 100% in. I don't know, Mike, man. You coming over here to make fun of us again? Come on, man.
Well, hey, man. Did anybody have anything in particular y'all wanted to chit-chat about today?
No. I love that we talked about it.
We're just kind of coming back into it, so this was kind of just
this is good.
I
think this is a good...
We're already at an hour 15 about it the entire episode.
Hopefully somebody learned something brand new. Hey, we encourage you to go out there, try something new. Hit us in the comment section. Let us know what you're into. There's a lot of stuff that's out there beyond Magic. I would love to get into Warhammer. I mean, that's just super awesome. There's a lot of different stuff that's out there. One Piece is a brand new game that just dropped. It's pretty popular. So, you know, as we discover things, we'll share it with you. But if you're into something like that, let us know what it is. Maybe we can get
it. We'll
be interested in doing it as well.
Oh, one more thing before we go. Pre-download Starfield. It's available for pre-download.
It's already on Game Pass.
Mine's ready. Yeah. I already pre-downloaded. I'm going to stay up probably tomorrow night at midnight.
What is it? Yes, indeed.
Starfield?
Yeah.
Like the best game of all time is what they're saying. Really? Some people are saying
that. Best sci-fi games out there right now. Yeah.
Dude, check it out. Like, you could walk. They're saying you could walk walk in a straight line on one of the levels for 40 minutes before you hit a barrier.
Yeah.
You know how far that is? Really? 40 minutes? Just walking in the same direction. Like, most levels, you're going to get to a stopping point.
Yeah.
You know? But every world, and then it's like tons and tons.
An infinite number of planets. Like, it's just
they've been making it for like 10 years. Yeah. It's Bethesda. There's different factions. You can be pirates. There's all these different. I watched a bunch of stuff on it because
can we us three play?
Yeah,
we can all play together. Yeah,
dude. This guy was like saying, he goes, I guess he got it early. He goes, okay, I just finished 92 hours Starfield.
Yeah.
And he said it's the best game I've ever played in my whole life. He said this will change all games. It's bigger. He said it's bigger than anything I've ever seen. Yeah. And they spent like 10 years making it, bro.
Because I was heavy into No Man's Sky, and that game was great. But they're saying this is like No Man's Sky.
How much space does it take up?
101 gigabytes.
Yeah, gigabytes. Yeah. It's on Game Pass, man. Right now it's time to get it, bro.
Ooh. Yeah, I might download it tonight.
With Game Pass, you get it launch day. So.
Yeah, you get it launch day, and I've had it on pre-orders since like 2 months ago. So I'm ready. Hey.
Yeah, all right, man. That's really...
All right, gentlemen. Well, this is an awesome podcast. So glad to be back after our little break. Much needed break, but we're back, and we're super happy to be back, and we'll be back on schedule bringing to you the good stuff every week. If you're still traveling, even though we're at the end of summer, continue to take us with you. All right, we got lots and lots and lots of episodes, lots of stuff that we've talked about, and we want you to hear it. So before we get out of here, we hit you with a shameless plugs, and then we'll call it a night, starting with Lord Reyes.
He doesn't have his headphones on.
Oh, sorry. Shameless plugs time, dude. Oh. Yeah, shameless plugs time. I didn't realize you had your
I'm sorry. I had a super good time today. You can catch me on TikTok, Drink Shame.
Yes, indeed.
You can catch me on Facebook. I think it's Joe Reyes, I think, or something like that. And then on TikTok, it's Instagram, I think it's Your J Jinx. But check us out, man. You know, it's a good time. Had a great time nerding out with you guys, and I hope everybody had a good time too. You know,
for sure. Like,
we're more than just sports and fun.
We are. We're not just trophy husbands. We're also people. All right, Pat, you're up, man. Yeah, as, no, you as go, always, at Come Tuesday on all social media. If you're watching this on our YouTube channel, then please hit that like button or subscribe button or notification button, whatever there is on YouTube. If you're listening or watching on Spotify, make sure you follow so you get all the new episodes when they come out. And, yeah, at Tuesday, that's what we're all here for, and that's what we're building. So follow that. Finish it up, drummer boy. Little drummer.
Just over here playing the old bottle cap.
You can catch me on TikTok at Nick Clemency Comedy. You can also catch me on Instagram at the Rick Dynasty 1, and then on Twitter I'm the Real Juan Hogan. And of course you can always catch us right here on Tuesday, every week on the Tuesday podcast. We appreciate you guys. We love you guys, and we'll see you next time.
Next time I'll be older.
You finish
I'll right. Be one. I'll be 40 you, next time.
That's right. Yep. That's right. Joe finishes off with a Christmas carol.
I said, a dancing through the snow.
What?
At a one horse open sleigh. Over the fields we go.
There you go.